I think everybody's happy the real fireside guy is here.
I was here last week, wasn't I? Pretty sure I was. It was a Team Blue Fireside Guy 2 weeks ago, though. It's okay, guys. We're happy Apple's trying to joke it all.
Are we? Really?
It's like watching a baby bird try to fly. Yeah, guys, you gotta click one by one. Some people call me Ash. I don't think I've ever banned any of them for doing that. That would seem pretty petty.
You'd have to catch them all anyways.
Hey, Ash Ketchup's a pretty good nickname for me.
It's a little spicy, don't you think?
There you go. We got there. Thank you for the Ishtar fits. I am loving the Salvager it ratting Ishtar. I'm glad. I've been doing a lot of Ishtar ratting. I've been playing with the fits. I'll probably update them after a little bit. I've got testing, but yeah, they've gone really well. Arkan, what are you booing? Is that because I am a professional? Yeah, I've parked myself in one of the main systems that you have to go through to get into our space. So I'm often like the first reporter for a lot of people coming in. Yeah, no, they dropped on me, dude. Like I'm just sitting there. Like I sit there and I'm like, please come tackle me. And over a week, I've made like, I don't know, 2.5 billion ISK. I've lost two Ishtars, I think. So I'm like so far ahead of the game. And one of them dropped like a Widow, a Cenotaph, some other stuff on me. A Legion, I think. Like there were like six ships dropped on my Ishtar. But yeah. I've had a couple actually pretty good fights with them so far. The self-repping one's pretty sick. I fought a guy in a Vedmak with an officer, Zhorya's Entropic Disintegrator. I have Rift open, yeah, but like I said, I'm in like the first system people come in, Lorraine, and I just don't dock up. Even if they come in, I don't dock up. I just sit there. That's what I keep talking about. Everyone gets like so worried. I've been sitting here. It's to prove a point, Lorraine, but I've been sitting here in the first system that people come into our space, right? Like the system they all funnel through. I've been doing it for a week. I've made 2.5 billion ISK and I've lost two Ishtars. And I'm so far ahead of the game. That's my point. If someone wants to find those Ishtar fits and drop them in here, that'd be good. It's the XL self-repping Ishtars. All right, so. Yeah, they're Cassador linked them, Dexter, I think. Yeah. Yeah, you fight back with just the Ishtar because if you're using that fit, you rep 500 DPS.
Can I talk about the test server stuff real quick, just so
Yeah,
people, while
go
they're
for it.
listening, can. Cool. So we don't have any like big plan or anything. But we are gonna do like a test server fleet after the fireside ends, just for people to be able to like kind of fuck around with capitals in a, setting that, you're not actually gonna like lose a carrier because you warped it somewhere stupid or something. So if you want to join in on that, I'll ping after the fireside's done. You will have to log in and like patch your Eve client and whatnot. So if you just open up your launcher and in the bottom right corner, you change it to Singularity. So get that patched and then, log in. And then basically everything but Supers and Titans are seeded from NPC sell orders for 100 ISK. So you can just move yourself to FDMLJ and then buy a ship, fit it up, etc. So it's a good use of your time to do that during the fireside.
Yeah, I think you could do Lancer Dreads as well. Yes, I think so. Oh, those might be faction. I'm not 100% sure on
Oh.
that. But yeah, you can build yourself a carrier, play around with it. We're doing it immediately after. Lancers are seated. There you go. Okay, so that means you can also test firing a lance, which is very useful. Yeah, practicing lancing is not hard, but like once you get used to it, but get used to it first. Got to flip that tactical overlay on. All right, Goon Nashville, right there, September 12th through 14th. There's your link. If you are in the Nashville area, you can get to the Nashville area. Going to be a lot of people there. Perhaps some people undercover. You never know. And then I'm going to link your Thread Sniper, even though you talked about it already. John got it anyway. Okay, cool. So Capital Training Op, we just talked about it. Nothing more to say there. But go there, and especially if you really haven't had a chance to, it's a good chance to test fighters. You can do lancing. You can do a lot of stuff, so it's good. And then today, I believe, 1DQ Asset Safety hits Ramallin. So if you want to get stuff that you forgot shipped, you can now do that with ITL. And they do ship from Ramallin to Jita. And then I think you can go to C-Tech J as well. Nashville sounds like a British chav town. It's like it's the home of country music. All right, let's talk about PI. I know you guys love talking about it. Sniper has his templates out, and it's so much easier to do now. HippoJax was talking to me this week about it, saying how it's incredibly easy, and he's kind of become obsessed with it. So it's now easier than ever to do PI, and I cannot tell you the best PI to do. I know it's super important. I like the guy that asked and then immediately left the second after he asked, but it's so much easier to set up than before. P4s, there you go.
Yeah, and to clarify real quick, so for people that don't know, I have a app that's called Planets in Space. You can see all your planets online. You can get Discord reminders that, hey, your you know, extraction planets are expiring. There will be factory notifications in the future. That is significantly more complex because of how ESI works, so I haven't gotten around to it. But I did just add a template library, so I don't personally have templates for everything. But what I do have is the ability for you to go browse and filter and upload your own templates. So if you're somebody that has made like a whole bunch of really good PI setups, please go add them as templates and help out your fellow goons.
Okay, and to answer a couple of people's questions, in Innsmouth today, all the tax rates should be getting fixed. That is the plan, to fix the PI taxes in Innsmouth, and there is a thread to report it if you find a mistake for the tax rate in that thread that Beyond just linked. So that should be getting fixed today. That is for Innsmouth only, no other regions at the moment. Okay, I got a couple things to talk about, some spy stuff. And beacons, yeah, excited to talk about that. So I just wanted to remind you guys about hostile policies, hostile alts policies, and NPSI. We don't do NPSI, and we don't allow alts in hostile alliances, in wormholes, in LOSEC, in NullSec. So we have kicked people out, and they've been like, well, I just wanted to know what was going on in frat. I'm not a spy. I just had an alt there to understand what was happening. It's not a thing, guys. So please do not be going on NPSI fleets. That's not something we do. And certainly do not be having alts in hostile alliances. You can get a free express exit if you want, but that's what's going to come of that. So please don't do it. If you want to do that, you can join the Black Hand. We have a couple other ways that you can have sanctioned alts and other alliances, but you can't just run one yourself. And Apple Pay is spamming it. There you go. Black Hand is awesome and super useful. It's good stuff. Okay, and a little bonus here, something I've been pushing for a while, and thanks to Delta Flux for getting it set up. A couple of you guys have asked about this as well, and I think it's really important that we get it going. Beacons, if you are a Titan owner, a Titan haver, you can now bridge to beacons in our space. So if you are in Titan Swarm and you're off, you got everything set up there, you can now bridge, use that character to bridge to beacons. We have turned on access as of a few hours ago. And this is super nice. So if you have alts, you can log your Titan in, and you can just throw them to a beacon. That's the thing we're going to be turning on. We're going to monitor and make sure we don't have problems with it like we did before. But as of right now, that's something that is up and available to all Titan Swarm havers.
And to be clear, that's only on your Titan alt that holds the Titan.
Sephiroth, I'm confused. Does that mean they get to run beacons? Yeah, I guess we use beacons for a few things. We're talking about the Sino beacons that are basically Sinos running permanently in each system, Sephiroth. And the Titan can now bridge to that beacon. Yes, the Lost Mill generators. You can also now jump to the beacon in the Titan if you want to kill yourself. That is also an option. Rourke Wolves will not be getting them. It is a Titan-only perk at the moment. It should be active now. If there's a problem, we're going to check it. Or you may not be actually authed in the right group. Oh, you're TNT? Well, then I don't know the answer to that question. Classic, the rich get richer. This is the thing. You should never do anything for anyone because it's always someone else has a problem with it. Just don't do a thing. That's the better example of what should be done. Nothing. I'll explain to you guys why not everyone has access to the beacon, because some of you may not know, but what used to happen was when everyone could access the beacons, someone would get a really, like they would put a spy alt, often in an Imperium Alliance, not even in Goons, and then they would get a bridger, you know, a Blobs bridger on that, and they would hunt our guys without even bringing a Sino into system by using our beacons to kill our Ratters. So it was very frustrating and awful. And we need to stop them from having to go again. And there's really, CCP does not give us the tools to audit it. So until we get the tools, this is probably the best solution that can be. A lot of our leadership did not want Titans to even have this access, but I've kind of Kool-Aid man into the room. I'm like, no, we got to do this. So we're trying to balance need for security with giving you guys nice perks and helpful stuff. All right. I think that's everything on my agenda. Unless I missed something, in which case the director will pipe up. But if you have actual questions, go ahead and throw them out there, and I will try my best to answer them. How's the sumo going? Man, 2 days left. We're having a lot of fun, and we'll be doing it tonight and tomorrow. 30 questions about moons. We are running a algorithm that is assigning the moons. We have to wait a zillion things. This thing is like using a supercomputer in NASA or something. It's been running for quite a few days. So the thing is getting assigned, but we actually have built an actual like program to assign moons as equitably and fairly using all of the inputs that we can and the desired locations. And it's like traveling salesman problem times a zillion. They will be assigned, but I don't have the exact date.
I love him talking it up so much that now everyone's expectations are so high that no one will be satisfied.
No one was going to be satisfied anyway.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Right. It's okay. It's all right. I haven't changed anything at all. Materially, nothing's changed.
It's true. Yes, moons will be done soon. It's happening.
Onishiki's doing great in sumo, dude. We're having a lot of fun. Let's see.
So there's one about Merc Dens. Guys, it's not a SIG. It's a ping target that I'm going to throw snipe under that bus and don't know if it's done
yet. Not entirely. I did it yesterday. So if you have a Merc Den, you should see that you're a member of a SIG called Anarchists. There's no way to like apply to it or anything. You just drop a Merc Den, and then within like 24 to 48 hours, you'll show up in a group. You'll get invited to a Jabber channel, which is also called Anarchists. Let me find the policy thread real quick just to link it, because we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but now we're more settled and people are probably a little more interested.
Boomboss says that I'm saying supercomputer at NASA, but it's actually a 386 I had hidden under my bed at my house. Bro, it was a 386 DX, which was the pimp version, so it's pretty good.
Shit, he got that turbo button.
Yeah, well, turbo.
I remember the turbo button. Fucking hell. And for those of you too young to know what a turbo button is, I hate you all right now.
Even Asher is too young to have actually had a 386, for God's sake.
That's true.
I mean, I had one, Kaz. Asher's not right, that
you're
much
a little
younger
bit,
than we
you're
are.
A little bit older.
I saw them, but
I
certainly
the link
didn't have
a bunch
one.
Times. So the new Merc Den policy currently is you can hold 3 dens. There's no assignment or anything. There's 364-ish temperate planets in GS Upsav. You cannot have Merc Dens in allied space, only GSF Sov. If you drop one in allied space, they will likely kill it, and if you complain about it, you will be made much fun of. There are no restrictions on dropping Merc Dens in hostile space. Like I said, the Jabber channel is set up, and if we need help with like refing Merc Dens, etc., we will ping that anarchists group to help us do that.
All right. Faction warfare changes. I think we talked about this last week, but yeah, we want guys doing Amar and what we're going to do, Amar and
Kaldari.
Kaldari? Okay.
Yeah, war footing.
Yeah, can everyone? I'm looking for questions. This is literally everyone being old and talking about their old computers. Do you know how much wood a woodchuck, woodchuck, chuck, chuck, woodchuck, woodchuck would? No. Lashaks, we're just waiting on the fit. I think Zintage is tinkering with it. I gave him a bit. He's been tinkering for a while. I think it's most of the support stuff.
I'll take the cat ears question. Because the Lashaks
base speed is too goddamn fast.
Yeah.
Charlotte asks, is there an update about cat ears? As usual, I have disrupted another weekly CSM meeting asking, nay, demanding that CCP add accoutrements of this nature to our ships and pilot portraits. They're close to throwing me out. Pray for me.
Someone asked, does that mean that Innsmouth is going to be the only one with 1% tax? No, we're going to eventually have 1% everywhere. It is a very annoying, time-intensive job to change it. Like, you just have to click button like a billion times, and it turns out people don't want to sit there for many hours clicking button to change it on each one individually, because that's what you got to do. You don't just,
you have to fill out 7 text inputs and 2 drop downs per skyhook.
Yeah,
it literally is a bitch.
You can't just set it for the region or for the system. Nope. So yeah, we're going to get it done for Innsmouth because it is a huge job just to do Innsmouth, and we'll get the other ones later as time goes on. Yeah, it's not like we're just sitting here pressing the 1% tax button in the menu Innsmouth that CCP makes up, because that's not how it works.
So Nizam, do you have to be in the system to do it? Technically, the answer is no, but you can't tell which one you're doing from the other menu. It doesn't. Yeah, so everybody, if you find Beyond at a Eve meet, he needs all the beers.
He's the one we've run. I'll probably be doing sumo, Lorraine. Sorry to chat over you there, Ranger.
Ah, no worries. It's just Beyond getting a beer. He doesn't need any more alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Zintage is busy building a deck or something again. So the new doctrine we released this week did not make it onto the Fireside agenda. We have a combat scepter doctrine. So if you build things or import things, that's some new, pretty cheap stuff that you can help get on the market. We've done some like testing fleets for different, small scale home defense kind of stuff, and these have been pretty useful. So there's 2 different options in there. There's Crusaders and Raptors. A fleet will be pinged for one or the other, just because they kind of do different things. But yeah, that is a new doctrine we released this week.
Combat scepters are awesome. Fantastic. Like, they're super fun if you've never done them before. Starlink, where to watch sumo? I only get the summary from the NHK. Yeah, I've just been streaming at Starlink. Regarding faction warfare, is Amar official for faction warfare right now, dropping intros? Yes, I don't know if we've done that as of now, but yes, that is the plan.
Future plans for next week. We plan to work with the faction warfare guys to actually flesh out a policy and how to change things over, because we don't want to tell people like, hey, you can't do angels anymore, and they're like, that's what I'm doing right now. So it'd be kind of an adjustment that they have to make. So we're gonna flesh it out more. So yeah.
When Lashak doctrines, poke Zintage about it.
I think sticks. Asher teasing things on the fireside that aren't prepared.
it's that's on me.
I'm just trolling.
All right. We got any other questions, boys? NC deserve better friends. Can we invite them? Man, yeah, I got... I know it's weird, but I feel kind of bad for NC.
We don't need more people docked in the C-Tech J Keepstar.
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, damn.
It's rough, dude.
Sheesh! Wow.
They're in, like, a sub-dom relationship, but they didn't want to be in.
About that price kink?
What's your favorite horse waifu? I do not have a favorite horse waifu. Will there be a sign of chain from ULX? I think we're running one today. Yes, I believe so.
Sorry, I have a clarifying question.
Is a horse waifu? Wait, what was that?
One sec, Kaz. I think that would be news to the people that run Sino Chains that we're doing one today. We are going to put together that we're going to have stuff on the calendar for the like post fireside slot going forward, so that like, you know, we occasionally have a, hey, I know that I'll be able to log in this day and there'll be Titans available, or I still have something down at 04T or TCAG and stuff like that. So we're going to have stuff on the calendar starting next weekend for stuff like that.
Kaz, did you become Canadian? You just said sorry.
I do hail from Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. Mostly my native accent has been overwritten by Hollywood English, but occasionally it does come out. I was asking if a horse waifu is a waifu with a horse or a waifu in the shape of a horse.
That's I unfortunately was in a Discord channel and I clicked
somebody
on the game someone was streaming. And you,
it's the latter. Isn't
you
it?
Don't want to know. Like, listen, nothing good will come. Your life will be enriched in no way by knowing more information about this.
Maybe you can bundle it together with the caddies.
I have so many questions that I want none of them answered. Primus is a smart man.
Did we talk incursions?
Yes, there is an awesome incursion up right now. You should go and join incursions. Okay, there's an amazing one super close by. You can make a ton of money.
Now that's a wise man right there. Max says, no one click a link for the next 5 or 10 minutes. That's a good call, man.
Exactly.
I'm supposed to say the word tapioca.
Does that get someone bingo?
I hear in 2020 that was the favored dessert of people who lived in Delft.
Ah.
I don't even know how to respond to that, sniper.
Will we field a real thorax doctrine? I think there's no plans. Is that like a dick joke I'm missing out on? All right. Anyway, I think it's time to go do capital training op on CC.
We'll be in op 5. I'll ping shortly. Fleet's up on CC. Fleet's on
See you later. Thanks for coming, guys. See you next week.